This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. The 2 days extended executive committee meeting of BJP Manipur, which concluded yesterday, adopted 2 resolutions, including working towards bringing normalcy in the state. The meeting was attended by Union Minister of Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal, Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh, MP and BJP Northeast Region in Charge Sambit Patra, MPs, State BJP President and Executive Members of the Party. Chief Minister Biren Singh said that talks have already been initiated with the 2 communities to facilitate bringing normalcy back in Manipur. He said that the state government is working tirelessly under the guidance of the Prime Minister and Union Home Minister to restore peace in Manipur as soon as possible. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma has urged Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma to probe the death of a Meghalaya youth at a rehab centre in the neighbouring state. Chief Minister Sangma has requested his Assam counterpart to investigate the suspicious death of a man at a rehab centre in Assam's Gwalpara district. Late Nikam Seng Chandramarak, who was arrested by Assam police on 2nd July, was discovered dead 2 days later under mysterious circumstances at the New Life Foundation centre. The Assam police swiftly initiated action following the incident, arresting 8 people thus far in connection with the case. Tripura's Power Minister Ratan Lal Nath has expressed concern over the recent surge in gas prices impacting the state's power generation costs. During the fiscal year 2020-21, the Tripura State Electricity Corporation spent an average of 10.66 crore rupees monthly on gas purchases. This figure has since risen to 30 crore rupees per month in the current fiscal. The increase in gas prices has significantly raised the cost of power generation in Tripura. The minister appealed to the Ministry of Power to collaborate with the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas to reconsider gas pricing, which is crucial for maintaining affordable electricity rates. The Meghalaya Human Rights Commission has taken Suomoto cognizance into the assault of labourers engaged in renovation of the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium at Polo Grounds in Shillong. The commission issued a notice yesterday to the East Khasiyal Superintendent of Police to submit a detailed report within 2 weeks. 4 FIRs were filed against different organizations for conducting unauthorized checking against laborers. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma told reporters that the government will not allow pressure groups to take law into their hands. Stating that there is no work permit system, the Chief Minister said, the workers will have to register with the Labor Department and the contractors who bring them can also ensure this. The Meghalaya Minister for Water Resources, Kamingo Nyumban, conducted an on-site inspection of flood-affected schemes in southwest Garo Hills recently, addressing the severe manpower shortage in the Water Resources Department, Ampati Division. The Minister urged the Department to submit proposals for the creation of necessary posts. He highlighted the critical need for awareness programs on catchment area protection. The minister called for immediate restoration works through state plan schemes and highlighted the necessity for long-term restoration through centrally sponsored schemes. An adult male elephant died after a speeding train hit the animal near Jagi Road railway station in Assam's Morigaon district yesterday, officials said. The pachyderm, which along with another elephant got separated from the herd, was hit by the Silchar-bound Kanchenjunga Express at Tegheria. The other elephant managed to cross the tracks. Tenzing Norbo Lamtha, the lone Sikkim Democratic Front MLA from the 23 CRE constituency, has joined the Sikkim Krantikari Morcha SKM after meeting with Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang. During the meeting, the MLA raised key concerns about his constituency. Chief Minister Tamang emphasized the importance of collaboration for the development of the CRE constituency and assured support for addressing local issues. With Lamtha's induction, the SKM now controls all 32 assembly seats, solidifying its political influence in Sikkim. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over northeast, west and south peninsula India during the next 2 to 3 days. The IMD said that these conditions will prevail over Assam, Meghalaya and Sikkim. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from the Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.